All right, joining me on this week's Press Box podcast is Bob Renison, the Director of Operations for the new Independence hockey team that is coming to the west side of the state of Missouri. Bob, thanks for joining us. This is an exciting time for people in the Independence area that have been starving for hockey.
Thank you very much for having me on, Bill, and we will provide entertaining, exciting, and affordable hockey to families throughout not only Independence, but eastern Jackson County and the entire Kansas City area.
In fact, this is still relatively new. If you've driven along I-70 around 470, you may have noticed a new arena being built. That's the Independence Event Center. That's where the team will be playing. You don't even have a name yet, and we'll get to that. But, Bob, tell us about the team and the league that they'll be in, and some particulars on the upcoming season, because they'll start in the fall. Is that correct?
That is correct. The first home game will be the weekend of November 13th and 14th. It will either be one of those two games. Maybe we'll have home games both evenings. And the team will play in the Central Hockey League, which includes seven teams in Texas, plus 10 other teams, not counting the Independence franchise teams in Bossier, Shreveport, Louisiana, the Mudbugs, also the Arizona Sun Dogs, the Colorado Eagles, who, by the way, have never played below a sellout capacity crowd in their history, and their building is much like ours. It is constructed through the folks at Global Entertainment. Also, our team, our biggest rival perhaps will be the Wichita Thunder, just 200 miles down the road, and I'm sure that several fans will make the trip both ways whenever we take on the Thunder.
You know, this will be exciting for people, as you mentioned, in this area, because Kansas City, with the construction of the Sprint Center, I know they've been trying to attract hockey, and they've had the St. Louis Blues there for an exhibition game, and people in that area have kind of gotten a little bit of a fever for hockey, so you guys are going to certainly fit that bill. Tell us about season ticket sales, because they go on sale soon.
Season ticket sales will go on sale at 9 o'clock Monday morning, and if people would like to order tickets or if they have questions, they may dial 816-252-PUCK. That's 7825, 816-252-7825. They begin at $352 and go all the way up to glass seats, which are $992, and then there's also the club level, which are $1,024 per seat.
And we'll also have this linked on our website at MissouriNet.com as well, so you can go there as well and get information on season tickets. Now, this is the fun part now. This team is so new that you don't have a team name set up yet, but you're going to look to the fans. And I was looking at your website. You're actually offering some great prizes for somebody who comes up with the best team name. And Bob Renison, Director of Operations for this new Independence, Missouri hockey team, maybe you can kind of explain the contest.
Well, our good friends at the Independence Examiner are offering quite a few prizes for the person who is selected, gives the winning name and the name the team contest, a 42-inch flat-screen television, also season tickets, and they are offering a night out at the Hilton, among other prizes. We will be collecting entries through the Examiner, and you can go to our website, independenceprohockey.com, or you can go to the Examiner website, www.examiner.net, and you can enter. And once again, you'll fill out information and be thrown in for the drawing for these prizes. This will go on for a couple of weeks. This will be the nominating process. And at the end of the nominating process, which will be the last day of this month, then we will have, for another couple of weeks, voting. And we will select 4 to 6 names, and people will be encouraged to go to our website or the Examiner website and vote. And we will go from there and pick a name for this franchise.
That'll be great. Now, I also read that you'll either go by Independence or Missouri. It's just they fill in the blank. So, now, Bob, I don't mean to put a big buzzkill on your contest, but I've been doing some thinking, and I think I've come up with a couple of names myself that I think would be very fitting. And I want to
I
want to run them past you. I want to get your opinion on these. All right, the first one is, because I tried to tie in Harry Truman, of course, Independence being his birthplace. So I like this one. A little bit of a tongue twister, but what about the Independence Presidents?
That's a name that I have suggested as well, although I'm ineligible to enter the contest. But that's one that I've thrown about, and some people like it. Some want to go with something a little less conservative.
All right. How about this one, then? The Missouri 33s. Since he was
the Missouri 33s. Interesting that you should bring that up, because the city council members and others at the press conference yesterday were wearing Independence Pro Hockey jerseys with the number 33, and we had a contest, and in order to be a winner in the contest, people had to submit or answer the question, why are they all wearing number 33?
Oh, interesting.
And a young man named Jeff Husted actually won the extra jersey at the contest.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Well, see, I think mine are right in line then. I like them.
They are, Bill. They really are.
Now, have you got... Don't, I know you're humoring me, and I appreciate that, Bob. I like the names, though. I think they're pretty good, but all right, I can tell you're thinking they're a little off the wall, but I don't know, the 33...
That's
fine. You got the
we
49ers.
Love off the wall,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah, that'll be good. What about color schemes? Have you guys worked on color schemes at all yet?
Not yet. Right now, as a temporary color scheme, we are going with red, white, and blue. And red, white, and blue, of course, could be the colors that we use. We could go with something entirely different.
Oh, that's good. It sounds great. I'm certainly excited about it. Bob, let's keep in touch, because once you do whittle down the finalists for the names down to the four or six that you're going to have, with my Independence presidents thrown into the mix, I'm sure, then let's follow back up, because I would like to have those on our website, and we'll link everything back to IndependencePro Hockey.com, so you guys can certainly get your team name and team colors and off and rolling.
All right, and once again, please, I'd like to remind people to go to our website or to examiner.net and sign up soon to enter the Name the Team contest. Once more, the Examiner is providing a lot of prizes for the person who submits the winning entry.
That'll be great. Bob Renison, the Director of Operations for the new Independence Hockey Team, and I'll tell you, your event center there looks like it's going to be a beautiful arena, too.
Well, they are doing an excellent job, Global, and Mike Young, who's running the building, and all of the folks involved with that, they are doing a super job.
Well, that's great. Well, we're looking forward to it. Best of luck, and we'll keep in touch over the summer as we get ready for your first season.
Thank you very much, Bill.